Word painting is a vital skill in any musician's arsenal. Whether accompanying hymns, anthems, and psalms, or composing accompaniments for words, deciding which vocal forces should sing certain lines, and how these lines should be accompanied, whether heavy or light. Two examples of this can be found on a recent recording of hymns from Liverpool Cathedral in the UK. The first, a hymn for Eastertide, "The Strife is O'er, the Battle Done," arranged by Henry Lay. Lay's decisions when to use the upper or lower voices is vital in telling the Easter story, from lines such as "Death's mightiest have done their worst, and Jesus hath his foes dispersed. Let shouts of praise and joy outburst. Hallelujah." A second example, and also a shameless plug from myself, is a new arrangement of "The Church is One Foundation" to the tune "Aurelia." This is, in my opinion, a fantastic tune, set in a major key with slightly dejected undertones. Like "The Strife is O'er," this arrangement adds a selection of elaborations for the choir, including a descant in the final verse, whilst allowing a congregation to continue to sing the main tune.